prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yo, Weird Al Yankovic. Who let them cows out? You know, could the greatest muscle-building drink, post-exercise nutrition, be as simple as picking up a couple glasses of milk? I mean, we put a lot of effort into trying to find ways to unlock muscle growth, and we mix our own drinks with this and that. But could milk be it? Could it have been milk all along? Could the fathers of physical culture have been smarter than we are today when it comes to this sort of stuff? The farmer tells his wife that he is angry. Well, my guest today is a doctor from Ontario, Canada at Brock University, and he's done a review of the literature, and he seems to think that the next big sports drink is already in our refrigerator. And that is milk. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. You know how I feel about milk already, especially raw and pasteurized milk. That's something that he doesn't understand yet, but he's going to probably look into it after we talk today, because raw and pasteurized milk, I believe, has even greater value than pasteurized milk when it comes to the muscle-building effects. As you can see, I'm still suffering through my sore throat, cough, cold issue here. While my voice may be a little less baritone, I'm having a hard time, so I have to apologize now if I cough in the background and clear my throat. There's nothing I can do. You make a living with your voice. It's hard to deal with a sore throat. So anyway, I just want to inspire you to consider milk, and that's what this show is going to be about. And especially when considering milk, go to superhumanradio.com and look at the bottom of the free stuff area for where you can find raw, unpasteurized milk in your area. And I promise you that it will give you a lifetime of health and strength. It has for me and many other people that I know who have started drinking it since listening to the show. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the new muscle builder. It's in your refrigerator already. Milk. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin mimicking, insulin sensitizing, nutrient partitioning supplement available without a prescription. NeedToSlin. NeedToSlin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. NeedToSlin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get NeedToSlin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get NeedToSlin today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
My guest today is Dr. Brian Roy, and he is at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
I contacted you because I read a study that you recently published indicating that, of all things, milk may be the new sports drink. And I really think this is intriguing because one of the things that I've noticed over time, especially after reading Randy Roach's book, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, is that the fathers of physical culture, those who were really laying the groundwork, so to speak, for exercise and nutrition, they loved milk. They drank milk. They drank whole cream. They drank lots of dairy, and they felt that it was anabolic, that it added to muscle growth. And when it was raw milk back then, pasture-fed cows tend to develop fat that is majority is a conjugated linoleic acid, which has been linked to helping you reduce body fat stores. So supposedly it made you leaner. And ever since then, supplement companies have been breaking milk down into its component parts and then reassembling it in a drink. So I think this is really interesting that you're now revisiting the whole idea of, hey, let's look at milk again.
Yeah, it was sort of an old idea that's come anew, I guess is a good way to think about it. The beauty of a beverage like milk is it's just such a nutrient-dense food product. And as you say, when you go back and you look at a lot of the traditional sports drinks, as I guess we could call them, I won't name any specifically, but
right.
The idea is that they are traditionally water with a few electrolytes and some carbohydrates added to them. And a whole industry was created around these sort of supplements. And, you know, the idea is that in certain circumstances, yes, those are good. But if you're an athlete, and depending on what your goals are, drinking something that is actually very nutrient-rich and nutrient-dense like milk with a number of, you know, things like calcium and other vitamins and minerals, et cetera, you're just getting so much more bang for your buck rather than just getting sugar and a few electrolytes.
Yes, and you know, milk is one of the only things, to my knowledge, it's actually the only thing that I know of that's actually made in nature to be sustenance, to be a food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything else we've adapted to food. You know, people, you know, say, well, you know, meat. Well, no, we had to kill it and cook it and all that sort of stuff before it was edible. But milk comes out edible and ready to sustain life. And you have to think that nature is perfect, and it made this well-rounded liquid food for you, and it would be ideal for, as you point out in your study, recovery and so on. Talk about the study. How was the study designed?
Sure. Well, the study was really just a review of some of the very, very limited research out in the scientific field right now related to milk and exercise.
Okay.
It's a very, very minimal amount of work that's been done in this area. So what I tried to do was just bring it all together in a brief summary and provide this information in a way that's sort of a quick summary and sort of a real sort of, you know, let's get the area of exercise physiology, sport nutritionists, and even clinicians thinking about this as something that's, you know, very simple but very, very good for athletes and even just regular folks who are doing exercise.
And this could be a jumping off point for people to go, hey, you know what, we need to do more research now. What did you find in your review that comes to the top of your head that you found was interesting?
Well, really, some of the major research that's been done already is related to the influence of milk with resistance training. And a colleague of mine, not too far away at McMaster University, Stuart Phillips, he has led a couple of studies, his research group has led a couple of studies, in the area of milk consumption in combination with resistance exercise. And probably the best study that I refer to in the paper is the fact that when participants consumed a milk beverage, or excuse me, I should say just milk, low-fat milk, in comparison to a soy-based beverage and in comparison to a couple of other beverages, bottom line, clearly the group that consumed the milk gained the most lean body mass, which was under the assumption was probably muscle tissue, and lost the most body fat over the duration of the training.
Interesting. You know, and I have to say at this moment, and I would be lying to my audience if I didn't say this because they know I'm a proponent for raw milk, but I have to believe that if research was done on raw unpasteurized milk, the findings would be even greater. And the reason I say that is because through the pasteurization process, in the objective of killing, you know, unhealthy bacteria, for lack of better terms, they kill all of the real positive things about milk, and that is there are transporter nutrients in raw unpasteurized milk that allow our body to assimilate and absorb the calcium and the protein and for that matter, the lactose, because there's actually lactase enzyme in raw unpasteurized milk that helps the new calf or the baby absorb the lactose in case the pancreas isn't producing that enzyme yet. So I have to believe that if we were looking at this study and looking at raw unpasteurized milk, I have to believe that the results would even be more profound. But so looking at the research that you looked at, it's clear that milk is a broad spectrum of nutrients, macronutrients, and other vital components that will aid in the building of muscle and the reduction in body fat when combined with exercise.
Definitely. Yeah, and as I say, the focus, I sort of took sort of two different approaches with it. I looked at both resistance type exercise, and I already commented on one of the studies that I referred to in the paper.
Right.
And then I also look at endurance type exercise. Now, traditionally, endurance type exercise has been regarded a little differently. You know, that's where the classic sort of carbohydrate-based beverages with electrolytes have always been used as supplements. You know, during exercise, milk may not be the perfect option. There are, when you look at the research, the response during exercise is similar to when you drink a carbohydrate-based beverage, but there's a few little things that might draw alarms to sports nutritionists, such that some of the participants complain of their stomach feeling more full and things like that. And, you know, if that research had been drawn out a little bit longer, they might have had some gastrointestinal problems related to the exercise, but that's not uncommon with endurance-type exercise. You have to be very careful what you feed an athlete under those circumstances.
Absolutely.
But when you look at recovery, I think recovery is the key. And in recovering from endurance-type exercise, you want to achieve a number of different things. You want to regain fluid that you've lost through sweating. You want to resynthesize fuel in the muscle that you've used during the exercise. And you want to provide any sort of nutrients to allow for repair and regeneration of any muscle tissue that you might have damaged. And the beauty of a drink like milk is that when you look at the composition of the amino acids that are in it, the amount of electrolytes that are in it, and the amount of carbohydrate that are in it, it really does allow for optimizing a lot of those recovery processes.
Absolutely. You know, and the sports drink industry has caught on to that. You look now and they have, you know, protein and carbohydrates in those, you know, because of the couple studies that showed that, you know, and they stick to that 4-to-1 ratio, which milk almost reaches the 4-to-1 ratio. It's a little bit heavier in carbohydrates to protein than some of those studies. But these new sports drinks now have protein in them because they realize that a critical portion of recovery is to make sure that the muscle protein stays put and isn't brought into the bloodstream to for other amino acid requirements, but to feed the amino acid pools. Mm-hmm. So, and milk already has it. And the nice thing about milk is milk has whey, which is a fast-acting protein, and casein, which is a slow-acting protein. So you have protein, you have protein right away, and you have protein for hours to come.
Exactly. And that ratio of casein to whey, it's roughly about 3-to-1 in milk. And the beauty of that, as you say, is that it really gives you a nice sustained increase in the blood levels of amino acids after you consume a milk product. So instead of giving a big spike and then having it drop really quickly, you get this nice sustained elevation that really provides a continuous supply of amino acids to the muscles.
Dr. Roy, we're going to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, I want to explore more about milk as a possible recovery drink. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is. But we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I still have my Barry White voice working with me, waiting for the sore throat to go away. My guest today is Dr. Brian Roy, and we're talking about, we're revisiting milk as a potential recovery drink to help you build muscle, burn fat. And, you know, we were talking about how the synergy between whey protein and casein gives you that immediate surge of protein, of amino acids, but then the continuous feeding of amino acids. Another thing that needs to be addressed here is that whole milk, because of the fat that's in it, which if it's raw unpasteurized milk, I have to say that it's a better quality of fat than homogenized, pasteurized milk producers. But because of the fat, you know, you end up with a glycemic index of about 40, which is not a really high glycemic drink, which leads me to believe that this is going to allow for better recovery of muscle glycogen instead of that immediate spike, but this continuous absorption and deployment of lactose. Would you agree with that?
Well, you know, milk in general, it doesn't have a very large glycemic index in comparison to sort of more traditional sports drinks because of the fact that it also has the protein in it. And so the protein will also slow the absorption and digestion of some of the carbohydrate content of the milk as well. So adding some more fat into there, be it, you know, partly skimmed or more whole milk type idea, that will definitely slow it down even more and reduce the glycemic index. So I think, you know, and when you look at the research, most of the milk-based products are still really good at giving you that sustained elevation rather than sort of the quick spike and then rapid decline.
I have to also say that fat has been totally kicked to the curb in the way of recovery drinks, because it's been implied that fat slows this onrush of, you know, amino acids and carbohydrates into the bloodstream, and you don't want that immediately after exercise. But I'm going to go on the limb here and put my foot in my mouth and say that in the years to come, sports drinks research is going to discover that fat is important, because fat plays a major role in the synthesis of new cells and also protection of the nervous system. And these are overlooked, in my humble opinion, in the way of recovery. And fat is going, and I predict in the years to come that fat, they're going to say, you know what, we need to now have, you know, 6 grams of fat in these energy drinks, these sports drinks, because that actually aids in recovery. The fat in the drink, people recovered faster.
Well, you just have to look at the historical progression of dietary recommendations. You know, we've for years, the low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet was advocated for health benefits and things like that. And now, you know, more recently, we've realized, as scientists, that, hold on a minute, you know, there are differences in the types of fats out there, and that certain fats are very important in health. So, you know, you look at things like the omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids and things like that, and, you know, you talk about other derived fat products like conjugated linoleic acid. It has unbelievable health benefits when you look at it in isolated form. And, you know, milk is a relatively, probably the best source out there from a consumer standpoint to consume conjugated linoleic acid in a sort of a just a normal available amount rather than taking a supplement.
Right, right. And I'm a firm believer that when you have foods that have these components in them, they're better assimilated by the body than if you were just to take a CLA pill, for instance, or a supplement that's just an isolated form. Because foods, as we're learning, you know, more and more about, when we look at drug companies, when they try to isolate an active ingredient in a naturally occurring compound so that they can make a pharmaceutical drug and it doesn't perform as well as the plant-based compound, we know that there's synergistic effects that we're just missing the boat on. So when you look at a food that has these components in it, I'm a firm believer that your body is absorbs it better and assimilates it better than if you were just to take an isolate.
Oh, that, yeah, there's a lot of examples of that in nature, you know, and even milk is being one of them. You know, the combination of the components within milk allow for better calcium absorption and things like that.
Right.
So, you know, there's lots of examples of that in nature. And, you know, sometimes the pharmaceutical companies do get lucky when they can isolate something and it does show beneficial effects, but other times, no, the natural form is probably a better approach.
So now, where does this, I mean, the milk industry is going to have to capitalize on this information, and they're going to have to get into the sports drink. They're going to have to rebottle milk and put it on, you know, and put it in a flashy bottle and say, this is a great recovery drink for the athlete.
Yeah, interestingly, I was down in Costa Rica talking with a global organization of milk producers and marketing organizations that are predominantly Central American and European based, and they're picking up this message and they're starting to run with it. Whereas in North America there's a little bit more resistance. It's always, you know, the milk marketing organizations are rather regulated and they sort of try and, you know, have their generalized markets, and they haven't bought into this yet. But I think generally they're starting to lean more in that direction. I know some of the people who are involved and some of the scientists involved with the milk marketing agencies in the United States specifically, and they've started to realize that this is an untapped market, and they have to approach it in a way that provide, you know, that could be an expansion of their products and things like that.
Yeah, and I excuse me, so sorry. I just hope that the raw unpasteurized milk movement makes it to that level, and those companies start to realize that they can make money by giving us raw unpasteurized milk, because there's nothing wrong with unpasteurized milk. It's not the demon that people paint the picture of. 2,000 years civilization survived on unpasteurized milk. It wasn't until the early 1900s when the distilleries started to produce milk that swill milk hit the market and thousands of people died. We didn't need pasteurization before dirty farming. We just turn it back over to the farmers and let them do. You know, farmers drink their own milk. None of their kids are dying. I've been drinking raw milk for 3 years. My kids, too. Nobody's getting sick. And I firmly believe that If there was a grant done to look at raw unpasteurized milk in the same way, they would discover that there's the sports drink of the future right there. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I can't really comment. I haven't looked at any of the scientific literature on raw milk and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's potentially something to look at in the future.
Absolutely, definitely. Absolutely. We're going to take one last quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to wrap the show up. I want you to tell my listeners what you hope they take away from this research and what you hope comes from this in the future. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about milk being the new sports drink to help aid in recovery and endurance. And, you know, we've known it all along. We've talked about it here on the show for a very long time, especially in its unpasteurized form. It's God's gift, nature's gift. Drink more of it. We'll be right back.
She's simply awesome.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, my throat is killing me. But I love my job. Talking today with Dr. Brian Roy about milk. So, Dr. Roy, what do you hope, that people take away from this research?
Well, I hope people just recognize the fact that, you know, supplements have their role in certain circumstances, but a lot of the more natural-based foods that are available to us as consumers are just as good, if not better, than a lot of the more marketed products out there. And I also hope that people start to think about what they're using and really start to utilize products that are give them the best sort of, pardon the term, but bang for their buck as consumers. You know, the sports drink industry is a multi-billion dollar industry all over the world. And when you look at a product like just plain milk, it's relatively inexpensive in most markets. It's readily available. And it's really good for you. And you're getting a lot more out of drinking 250 mLs of milk, for example, as compared to 250 mLs of just a plain sports drink.
Is there anything you want to plug? Any websites or anything like that?
Well, I'd rather just like to advocate for a greater investment in research in the area of milk, and especially its relationship to exercise and recovery. I think this is a very, there's such limited amounts of research out there, and I think the paper that I put together really emphasizes that point. So I think we need to see more investment in research in this area because there are such good potential, not only just benefits for recovery from exercise, but also the health benefits of milk itself.
Okay. Listen, Dr. Roy, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll see all you guys tomorrow. If I have a voice tomorrow. I may have to do the show in Morse code tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.